Exploring Science in the Sea. As a hurricane roars toward the American coastline, residents pay close attention to a single number, the hurricane's category. Category 1 is dangerous, but usually survivable, while Category 5 is monstrous, an Armageddon with effects that can last for months. The categories come from the Saffir-Simpson Hurricane Wind Scale. It was conceived in 1969 by Herbert Saffir. He was an engineer who was evaluating the impacts of tropical storms for the United Nations. He showed it to Robert Homer Simpson, director of the National Hurricane Center, who'd survived a major hurricane in Corpus Christi, Texas as a child. Saffir based the scale on wind speeds. Simpson added storm surges and other effects, then began using the scale in 1973. Decades later, the other effects were dropped, so today the scale once again is based on wind speeds alone. Category 1 begins with winds of 74 miles per hour. They can cause a lot of damage, but the extent and cleanup are fairly minor. Beginning with Category 3 at 111 miles per hour, hurricanes are classified as major. And the strongest hurricanes, Category 5, start at 157 miles per hour. They're described as catastrophic, with near total destruction. Not many hurricanes hit the coast at Category 5, and most of the ones that do quickly drop to lower levels. Still deadly storms high on the Saffir-Simpson scale. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley. Science in the Sea is part of the Texas Podcast Network, the conversations changing the world, brought to you by the University of Texas at Austin. Any opinions expressed in this podcast do not represent the views of the University of Texas at Austin.